The grizzly population in Yellowstone National Park is rebounding. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. About a month ago, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke announced the delisting of Yellowstone grizzly bears. This is because this population has rebounded from barely 100 bears in that area several decades ago to a little over 700 bears presently. I was talking with Idaho Fish and Game's Mike Keckler about this, and I wondered why the population wasn't even greater, given that grizzlies must be at the very top of the food chain. They are an apex predator. Nothing would prey on them other than wolves, I suppose.
That's doubtful. But bears do. I mean, they are. Things happen. Sometimes they can be killed by other bears. Sometimes they get hit by cars. You know, occasionally one has to be taken out if, you know, it's involved in an attack on a human. So it is all part of what's called, you know, the overall mortality of that affect grizzly bears. And grizzly bears, I mean, are watched. Most of them have collars on them. They know how many are out there. They've been studying them for some time. Now, other populations like the Selkirk population in the panhandle of North Idaho, this does not affect them in any way, or the populations in Montana, in northern Montana. This is just this particular population, the greater Yellowstone grizzly bear population.
An amazing story of conservation. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.